relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Can't get enough of my dulcet tones. Want exclusive content that you can't find anywhere else, including my take on the real story behind the fake news? Join my cabinet, Gorka's Cabinet, today. Go to sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A.com. Click on the Gorka's Cabinet banner and join the most exclusive club out there for content you can't find anywhere else and the knowledge you need. Gorka's Cabinet at sebgorka.com.
Our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
Do we need an excuse to play science fiction soundtracks? No, we don't. And does anyone ever need an excuse to play Star Wars music? No. But today, it is more apt than ever. Because it's not simply the Star Wars theme. It is the Imperial March. Why? Because the Empire is striking back. In just the last couple of days, what's happened? Tom Steyer is out. And then, Mayor Pete. And just now, a few moments ago, Amy Klobuchar has decided she is going to have her support be thrown behind Joe Biden, and she's out as well. How strange, how strange. We'll get to that and all more breaking news here in America First. But for those of you who missed the incredible CPAC last week and the president's speech yesterday, we're going to play some cuts. But for you, my message on the threat of socialism. We have a video from my speech Saturday morning at CPAC. Play video.
I'm a legal immigrant. And my challenge to every single candidate, whoever wins, but Bernie might get the nomination, they may steal it from him again with the superdelegates. But I challenge all of them. I challenge Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. I challenge Senator Pocahontas. I challenge all Democrats. Find me one immigrant to this country who escaped socialism who says, I want to go back. Just one. I don't care whether it's North Korea. I don't care whether it's Cuba. Ask them. There's not one person who's escaped socialism who wants to go back or wants it here. And here's the second story. I'm an only child. And I loved my parents. I had a very close relationship with my mother and my father. I was treated as an adult from the age of 6. I dearly loved them. They'd moved back to Hungary with me. And my mother had an accident. She hurt, we think probably cracked her hip, but we never know. And finally we managed to convince her, you need to go to the hospital. So we called the ambulance service. Here's the first thing. The ambulance service, she lived in an apartment that was on the second floor. The ambulance got there, and she could barely walk. And the ambulance service didn't have a gurney that could fold and be taken up the stairs. So it took us about 40 minutes for us, with two big guys, to get her down each step. Just maybe 20 steps, 40 minutes, in excruciating pain. That's nationalized healthcare. We got her to the best hospital in Budapest, and she was there for 6 days. She died on the 7th. I didn't get to say goodbye to her. But my wife visited her the day before she died. And she was in a ward with about 5 other patients. And she said, it's really hot in here. It's really humid. They've opened the windows, but I find it hard to breathe, Katie. There was no blood oxygen monitor on her finger. There was no thermostat to change the temperature in the room. So that night, my mother, at the age of 64, had a pulmonary embolism and died. And the next time I got to see her was in the morgue. Well, the technician said, you do know you're not allowed to touch the body, okay? That's our rule. And I said, I didn't care. So I walked up to my dead mother's body, and I kissed her goodbye. In America, people don't die of pulmonary embolisms. If they do, it's a fluke, but not in hospital. They just don't. Why? Because we have freedom. Because we have a free market. Because we have the best health system in the world. So I have a request to you. You're the good guys. You're my team. You're on Team Trump. God bless you all. You're the base. But in the next 240 days, we got a challenge. We got to win over the people who aren't on Team Trump. The reasonable people, reasonable Democrats. Up to 25% of the people going to the president's rallies are Democrats. That's incredible. Incredible. And I want you to tell them something very simple. In a choice between Bernie Sanders and President Donald Trump, my old boss, there's only one choice. There's only President Trump. Why? Why? Because if Bernie Sanders or any other socialist is president, you will have no choices. It's that simple. Whether it's health care or anything else, you will have no choices. So do the work of God. We are reclaiming our nation. We are rededicating it to the founding principles that God handed down, that are enshrined in our founding documents. We are happy warriors, but let's make this tent as big as possible. And for the next 240 days, because it is a war for the soul of our nation, I want you to send that message. In a choice between Bernie Sanders and Donald Trump, there's only one choice, because otherwise you won't have any choices. So, one last request every day, every morning, every night. Please say a prayer for the president. Say a prayer for the first family, because we need to win this one. And people got a little bit perturbed last year about what I said about AOC and the Green New Deal. But it's okay, because I'm off to get in my gasoline-powered Mustang and to have a cheeseburger. Get your Trump on!
This, God bless. This is America First. I'm Sebastian Gorka, back with Matt Gaetz.
There he is. There's my guy. Good job. How's your new show going? Good?
Very well, thank you.
I heard good.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We are back. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coast to coast across the nation on more than 200 stations, 2 million listeners, also live streaming on YouTube and Facebook. And then, thanks to our colleague John, Instagram TV after the show airs, you'll see the full video up there right now. Keeping you up to date, the Dow is up. What was that? 741 points. Guys, you need to be less jittery, please. I get it. You're scared of Bernie Sanders. It's okay. We've got 245 days left. Coronavirus. 3,000 deaths outside of the U.S. Latest update, 4 or 5 additional deaths in Washington State, which brings us to a total in the U.S. of 6 or 7. We have on the line with us right now, Congressman Matt Gaetz from the 1st District of Florida, who can give us, he's just got off the phone with the authorities in Florida. Welcome, Matt Gaetz. Welcome, Congressman Gaetz. What's the latest with regards to your state and the coronavirus?
Well, Seb, areas that see a large amount of tourism are uniquely susceptible to any virus or disease that is highly contagious. So in Florida, we're working to be very prepared. We have 2 now positive cases in Florida with dozens more people under monitoring. It's our expectation that we're going to be able to see more positive cases, but that we also have a containment strategy in place. The vice president was just in Florida days ago, ensuring access to local testing kits. So, you know, we need to treat this with a level of seriousness and preparation. We think the government should be effective in its response. But in Florida, we're largely ensuring that our local health officials are empowered to be able to contain this where it presents.
Yes, and I saw literally moments before the show aired or before we began, I saw Governor Ron DeSantis give a press conference where he was reassuring the people of Florida. Thank you very much for that fresh, fresh update, Congressman. We were broadcasting 2 days straight from CPAC, broke our own record, 18 guests on the second day. Everybody was making news there. Charlie Kirk made news. The president's speech with his mini Mike impersonation made the news. But you, before all else, you made quite a statement from the floor of CPAC. Tell us about your promise and why you made it to the people of Florida and to America, Congressman Gaetz.
Well, Seb, I will never again accept a donation from a federal political action committee. In Washington, empires are built and fortunes are made on the business of exchanging legislative favors for campaign money.
Yes.
I think the American people know this happens, but because both sides do it so frequently, both sides are sort of forgiven.
Is that a quid pro quo, Matt Gaetz?
It is often a quid pro quo. It is often a direct presentation of money in request for a letter of recommendation or signing on to a policy proposal or adding your name as a co-sponsor to a bill. And after observing this go down for my last 3 years in Washington, I sort of came to the position that I can no longer personally participate in it. I don't want PAC money. I don't want to see them put their interests over the interests of the American people. And for me, my independence from special interests and PACs is my loyalty to America and the America First movement that began when our president rode down that escalator armed with our well wishes and prayers. And so I've never felt better about my service in Congress. And I'm hopeful that more members of Congress will put the needs of our country first with this tremendous opportunity to have with an unbought president. You know, we have a president of the United States.
Yes.
We can agree with him or disagree with him, but he is unbought. Well, and I think more of us should show that in our own hearts and in our actions.
That's why he is such a threat to the swamp, because nobody owns him. We're talking to Congressman Matt Gaetz. Follow him right now. Rep. Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, gaetz.house.gov. Congressman Gaetz, look, we've been a huge supporter of you on the show. You're a regular guest in studio and remotely. You've been one of the few freedom fighters really on the front lines for the last 3.5 years in Congress. Can I be the hard-bitten, cynical show host for a second?
Please.
How are you going to survive without PAC money? And do you expect your colleagues to sign on to your decision?
In Washington, people pay PAC organizers to get their funds. They pay someone else to make a television ad. They pay someone else to place the television ad, someone else to do the legal compliance. And in the end, what they've bought is just a little bit of time on radio or TV or on the internet.
Yeah.
So here's my strategy, Seth. I'm just going to go on great platforms like yours. I'm going to go online and on TV. And I'm going to tell the American people the truth about what is going on in Washington and how there are forces in this place, whether they would export our bravest patriots to senseless conflicts or whether they would have health insurance companies writing our health care bills or giving other insurance companies the ability to cheat policyholders or big tech the ability to silence America First voices. I'm going to be fighting against those entities in the coming years, and I just want the American people to know what side I'm on. So, yeah, will it possibly reduce the amount of funds that I spend on a political campaign? Maybe, but I think I view those dollars as shackles that hold people away from the policy choices that will advance the regular folks in this country.
Wow. That is truly in the traditions of the citizen politician. We're talking to Matt Gaetz, Florida One. In the last 2 minutes we have with you, Congressman, what is your interpretation? We've seen three contenders fall by the wayside in the last few days. Billionaire Tom Steyer, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, Edge as the president calls him, and now Amy Klobuchar. Is the establishment taking revenge on Bernie Sanders? How do you interpret the weekend's events?
Of course, this is the Democrat establishment doing all they can in 2020 to repeat what they did in 2016. Let's not forget, Bernie Sanders had the momentum and was on his way to beating Hillary Clinton when the DNC did everything possible to limit his access to the nomination. Now you just see the same strategy with different tactics. I don't know if they can beat Bernie, though, Seb. I'll be honest with you. You know, Bernie still has the most donors. He's got the biggest crowds, the most enthusiasm. And, I mean, a lot of these candidates have been running on Bernie Sanders' socialist ideas for quite some time. So I wouldn't bet against Bernie Sanders, even though the DNC and the establishment are doing everything they can to stop him.
Well, Bernie is the man to beat. The unreformed communist who honeymooned in the Soviet Union is the man to beat. But if he's beaten, it will be through skullduggery, the opposite of what our guest stands for. Follow him right now, Rep. Matt Gaetz, G-A-E-T-Z, on Twitter.
Hey, Gaetz. Hey, Seb.
Yes.
I got one more thing I got to mention, though.
You got 30 seconds. Quickly.
All right. We got to watch out for the swamp monsters who would try to reauthorize the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act.
Oh, totally.
A coronavirus
Matt,
bill.
Matt.
They are trying to put this
Matt,
in the coronavirus.
Matt, this is massively important. I know you're a busy guy and you were supposed to be in studio today. We will dedicate the next time you're on the show to discuss that threat. All right, Matt?
Sounds good, Seth.
All right. God bless. I'm Sebastian Gorka taking your calls here on America First, 833-334-6752. On anything you wish to discuss, coronavirus, the Dems, the three by the wayside, your expectations, let your voice be heard. If you thought 2016 was important, 2020 is going to be the greatest, most significant election of your lifetime. As a result, we've created a unique additional podcast with our regular guest in studio, former special assistant to President Trump, Boris Epstein. It's called The Battle for 1600. Join us today by subscribing to the podcast for free. Just look for my name, Boris Epstein, and the battle for 1600.
Dr. G is in the house on America First.
And we are at the beginning of my spring campaign to help the starving children and families in Guatemala through our partners at Food for Poor. Thanks to listeners like you, we've raised over $2,000 in just 3 days, but now it's your turn. For just $27 a month, you will provide food for a family of four for a year and clean drinking water. $80, just $80, will provide food for a starving child and clean drinking water. In this special season of Lent, be a modern missionary. Just listen to Food for the Poor's Paul Jacobs.
Thanks, Dr. Gorka. You're making a difference right now, telling your listeners how important it is that this Food for a Year and Water for Life is making for a child or a family. So you right now can make a difference in the life of a child or even a family to provide them Food for a Year, Water for Life.
Have you been blessed? Do you have something to be thankful for? Well, in that case, give back. Give back to those who the Lord said are the most important. Come unto me, the little children. Go to my website, sebgorka.com, S-E-B-G-O-R-K-A, and click on the Feed Starving Families banner. America is stronger than it's ever been. Our economy is better than it has ever been. Now it's time to help those that need help. You can also call Food for the Poor on 855-330-4673. That's 855-330-HOPE. Or just go to my website. It takes 2 minutes. SebGorka.com. SebGorka.com. And the Food for the Poor, Food for the Poor banner. Today, you can truly save a life. We're going to go straight to your calls here. The number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Let's go to Sal in Denver, line one. Welcome, Sal.
Hello, Dr. Gorka. I just don't want you to worry. Just because those three have dropped out, there's going to be plenty of other stuff to make fun of on the Democratic side.
Is there going to be enough entertainment, Sal? I'm worried. Is there going to be Buttigieg? I mean, Alfred E. Newman is out.
He's gone mad.
He's gone mad. So you think we still have enough popcorn entertainment with the remaining clowns in the struggle bus?
I bet you between now and the time your next broadcast begins tomorrow, at least one more is going to be gone.
Interesting.
I'm not sure who. Probably Elizabeth Warren, because
she wants it. She wants it bad, Sal. Look, I will
I will make a bet with you now. I will, what shall I, we'll give you three copies, three signed copies of my book if I'm wrong. You say within 24 hours, Sal, that's your bet.
Okay.
Okay, good. All right. But even if she does, you think we're still going to have fun?
Oh, we're going to have fun. We got you on the radio. You got Larry Elder and you rallying to give food to the poor in Guatemala. I don't know. What more could anybody want? A hamburger. That's pretty much it. Then you'd have it all.
Are you making reference to my CPAC speech last year?
Yes, sir.
Indeed. Get out there, eat a cheeseburger. It's what I had a cheeseburger before the show today. Just for AOC, I think we have to, everybody right now, we have to have a drive. We have to have a signature drive that there should be an AOC burger at Burger King, at McDonald's, at Wendy's. We should have an AOC, just to keep it alive, a nice, juicy beef burger. What do you think, Sal?
I think that's a terrific idea. And I'm going to make good on that and have a hamburger myself. I greatly appreciate it. We love you, Dr. Gordon.
Hey, Sal.
Thanks for the great show.
Spread the word in Denver. Stay on the line. I want to get your contact details. Leave your phone number with Mr. G, with Jeff, so that if I lose my bet, we can reach out to you. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. There's only one line left already. Oh, my gosh. You guys so want to sound off. If you want to call us, that one free line, get through to us on 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. That's 833-33-46752. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. And I need to take my balance of nature. I had my naughty, naughty cheeseburger. Now I need to balance it out with my three little capsules that I take every single day, usually before the show, but today we recorded a special, special hour-long interview for Gorka's Cabinet. We'll be previewing it in a third hour of our show. So in the break, I'm going to go and have my three little capsules, three red for fruit, three green for vegetables, which is the same. I mean, it just counters that naughty cheeseburger. It's 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables with all the nutrients that you may have missed. It literally is health in your hand. You will feel better. You'll have more energy. You'll even look healthier if you take Dr. Douglas Howard's Balance of Nature. And if you use my name, the secret code, you know what it is, I'll get you 35% off and free shipping off your first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Plus, and this is the best of all, you get free access to a health coach at the end of a phone line. Go to balanceofnature.com. Balanceofnature.com or call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Special code G-O-R-K-A. All the lines are full. Back to your calls. And don't forget, if anybody drops, 833-334-6752.
She was really mean to Minnie Mike. I'll tell you, the way she treated her. He didn't know what hit him. He's going, oh, get me off of this stage. Get me off. Get me off of this stage. We hit a nerve there, huh?
I swear this man has a future as a stand-up comic if he ever doesn't want to be the most powerful man in the world. That was a little snippet. You need to see the video. Post it, Eric, please, right now on my Twitter feed post and my Facebook feed, the whole presidential address from CPAC on Saturday afternoon. That's where he imitated Mini Mike. Where's the boxes, Mike? By shrinking in front of the podium. I posted it straight away. There was one photographer who got a photograph of the president's hair just above the podium impersonating Minnie Mike. truly priceless. Let's go to your calls. The number is 833-33-GORKA, G-O-R-K-A. Our text line, it's our patriotmobile.com text line, 703-869-1262. Let's go to our buddy, Columbus, Ohio, J.R. Line 1. Welcome back, J.R.
Hey, Dr. G. Okay, that was a wonderful CPAC speech, by the way.
Thank you.
The of course. So here's my question. When they, so I think the DNC.
I love having regular buddies on this radio show. I love interrupting people, and I just like having a big family, like JR. It's so, how cool is that? I've never met you, but you're a buddy. It's just great.
Well, I will say this. My wife and I pray that someday we get to meet you at some event and just shake your hand.
We will make it happen. So, we will make it happen. If a box of cigars exchanges hands, no quid pro quo will be mentioned. God. But, JR, we will make it happen.
done and done.
What's your wife's name? What's your wife's name?
Cindy.
Cindy. God bless Cindy.
Oh, bless her. Thank you, Dr. Z. So I think the DNC is all hands on deck right now because they cannot possibly put Bernie up there to win the nomination because I think they just see this horrific landslide victory for not only Trump but everything downwind.
So you think they're convinced that if Bernie's the guy, it's just going to be an absolute trouncing by the president.
Yeah, but here's my weird concern. Bernie's followers, not all of them, but I think a good majority of them are not well and not rational.
Rational. He's a flipping communist.
Yeah, exactly. And so my question to you is, when this happens, what do you think is going to happen?
What do you mean? When they take him out in the DNC, when they use the superdelegates? Yeah. Okay, so here's my analysis, Joe. It's a great question. I don't think, I may be wrong here, and I don't think anybody can state this with certitude, but my gut is that the really crazy, I mean, the dangerous types, you know, the Antifa, the ones who throw, you know, bags of urine on police horses and who you know, use bicycle locks to hit people around the head. I'm not sure if they are Bernie's base. I think it's more the Bernie base and the Liz Warren base are the pink pussy hat crowd, right? The pink pussy hat crowd.
I agree.
Where Antifa, where the crazies really, I mean, Antifa are really anarchists, so I think they define themselves against any establishment figure. So I don't know. Now, what I think I can predict with some certitude is that if Bernie is really taken out politically by some kind of new shenanigans, superdelegates like Hillary or something else, you know what's going to happen, JR?
What?
They're just not going to vote. They're going to be so annoyed and angry. Yeah. They simply, whoever comes in, whether it's, you know, Biden or somebody else, they simply won't vote for them. And that is kind of, you know, the double jeopardy that then the president wins either way.
Well, that's a blessing. That's a blessing.
I mean, that's my analysis. Fabulous question, JR. God bless you and Cindy. And always don't be a stranger. Let's go. Let's squeeze in one more. Another buddy, Jim in Arizona. Welcome back, Jim.
How you doing, Dr. Gorka?
Not too bad. I'm hobbling along on my crutches, but they can't stop us. 2 days live broadcast from CPAC, and I gave my speech from the main stage, so they can't put a good man down. That's the bottom line, Jim.
Excellent job, though, on that. And I wanted to thank you for listening to my song and talking back and forth with me. But I'm also an evangelical. And we are never going to go away from Trump. He is.
Why are the evangelical? Your line's a little bit hard to hear, but I get your drift. Why are the evangelicals going to stick with President Trump through thick and thin?
because he is doing everything that we've wanted our whole life. He put the embassy in Jerusalem.
Right.
He's sticking up for Christian rights. I believe that he's put here, that God is the one that put him in power, and God's going to keep him in power.
I said it when I was in the White House. I said it afterwards. You know, November the 8th, 2016, truly was divine intervention. Everything was stacked against him, from the New York Times to the Huffington Post saying he had a 1.6% chance of winning, yet he won. So there definitely was, you know, the man upstairs helped us out there. And I think you're right. I mean, I hate to say this because I adore the man. I grew up under his shadow. This is a more pro-life president than Ronald Reagan. I mean, stunning.
I didn't have a favorite president except for Ronald Reagan.
Right.
Trump became president. He's my favorite now.
It's truly stunning. I mean, the great ones that will go down in history will be Washington, it will be Lincoln, it will be Ronald Reagan. But I tell you what, in just the last 3.5 years, my old boss, President Trump, he's worked his way up that ladder as a non-politician. The first time he ever ran, he is going to be one of the greats. That is already clear, simply because of the three things you already mentioned, plus his incredible pro-life stance. God bless you, Jim. Thank you for sending me that song. This is America First with the America First family. Broadcasting back in studio from the ReliefFactor.com studios. Please, just for a moment, if you're one of my friends, one of our family, and you have daily pain, stop for a second and write this down. ReliefFactor.com. Try it. I know you've tried everything else, but this is different. It's natural. It's not synthetic. It has no negative consequences, and it doesn't hide your pain by attacking the pain receptors. It goes after the source of the pain, the inflammation. I am now 14 months pain-free, my lower back pain gone because of Relief Factor. You could be the next success story. Find out how by ordering the 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than $1 a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com right now. As the president says at his rallies, what have you got to lose? Back with your calls. The call board is full here on America First with me, your host, former strategist to President Trump, Sebastian Gorka.
Portions of America First are brought to you by Food for the Poor.
Do you want to sleep as well as the president and as well as I do? Well, I'll tell you how. Have a clean conscience, but also use one of Mike Lindell's My Pillows. He's only sold 45 million of them. They are incredible. And if you use my name, you'll get 60% off his products at MyPillow.com. And you'll get a twofer as well. Two for one on his luxurious Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets. Mike Lindell guarantees they are the most luxurious things you'll ever sleep on. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com. But you've got to use the secret code. It's not that secret, actually. G-O-R-K-A. Let's go to another one of our buddies, Leonardo. Leonardo, line 4 in New Jersey. It's been a while, my friend.
Is this Dr. Steve Austin?
No, we need the Steve Austin music. Next hour, get on it, Shad. We're going to get the Steve Austin music. I love it. Thank you, buddy. Let's go back in time. I love it.
Yeah, you sound so well. That was the first time I heard the story about your sainted mom, and I appreciate not only the information, but also how compassionate and loving that side of you that people can see. And I think most conservatives that are Judeo-Christian and religious have that compassionate side. So
That's very kind of you. Thank you.
Mention,
thank you.
You're quite welcome. I wanted to mention that I was looking at Josh Gottheimer's Wikipedia page. That's New Jersey 5th District, right up in Passaic, where Joe Piscopo was born. Right?
Yes.
So if you or your producers bring up his lead picture on Wikipedia and expand it real quick,
yes.
You'll see a vision, a divine prophecy from God. You'll see that he looks exactly like a young Joe Piscopo without the topics.
Really?
Yeah. So.
All right, we're gonna have to look into that.
Him and Frankie Fiveborough should get up there, and Jersey Joe can take that seat.
We look. I am absolutely convinced of this. After 2016, the old political rule book is trashed, it's shredded, it's burned, it's buried, and everything is possible. I don't care whether it's California, Massachusetts, or New Jersey. We do not give up on any Dick's district in America. Right, Leonardo?
Yeah, Jersey will be leaning right on New York when it's New York's time, when it's their time to go with Andrew and Comrade de Blasio, the fake Italian.
Indeed. God bless you, Leonardo. So great to call from you. And I've got so many messages about the speech I gave about my mother, one I'm going to share with you in the next hour, from a 26-year New York Police Department veteran. Wow, it's such a message, Chris. We'll save that for the next hour when we have Ian Waters of CPAC with us and the beautiful, the wonderful, the talented Katrina Pearson of the Trump campaign in the studio. And that's just some of the things we have in line for you here on America First on the Salem Radio Network with me, Sebastian Gorka, former strategist to President Donald J. Trump.